Ventnor City Planning Board Meeting, July 28th, 2025.
Welcome, everybody. Carmella, could you do the roll call, please?
Roman Zabby Hutch.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tocco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Greg Gaskell.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Absent are Mayor Kribel, Commissioner Langgraf, Joe Isinelli, Jay Cook, Lorraine Salata, and Jessica Stilley.
Okay, the first item on our agenda is adoption of the July 9th, 2025 minutes. Have board members had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Are there any changes or amendments to the minutes? Seeing nothing's being suggested, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Second?
Second.
Can I, all those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the minutes are hereby adopted. Next item, adoption of resolutions. There are four. P-2025, Maria Muzio, trustee of Gaetano Muzio Family Trust. P-21-2025, Frank and Leslie Mazzio, 12 South Washington Avenue. P-22-2025, Jay and Marcia Gold, 10 South Harvard Ave. And P-23-2025, Steve and Lisa Landau, 5107 Winchester Avenue. Are there any changes or amendments to the resolutions? Can I have a motion to adopt?
I'll make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The resolutions are hereby adopted. First application is Todd and Jennifer Goodbinder.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, thank you for having me.
Ready to go?
Yes, we're ready to go.
All right, thank you very much. My name is James Swift, my office is at 1335 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. I'm appearing this evening on behalf of Jennifer and Todd Goodbinder, who are here with us in the audience with their daughter. We also have neighbors at 108, the Summers family, who live at 108 South Avalon, and they would briefly like to be heard, assuming that the board would like to hear from them. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, this is not a complicated application. In essence, what we're trying to do is preserve an existing home. The home was built in 1937. It's obviously, let's say, out of functionality in terms of time. We're asking for some minor modifications to the property, in essence, to accommodate the family. The family's got some young adults. We assume in the future there might be more folks coming in to enjoy this property. And the entire purpose of this application is so the Goodbinders can marginally have more enjoyment out of their property. We are hoping that the board makes a ruling and a determination that the modifications we're seeking to get approved are meaningless to any of the neighbors. It's not going to be hurtful or harmful one way or the other to any of the neighbors. We have taken that into consideration. As a matter of fact, some of the bulk area requirements that we are proposing are actually more compliant than the property presently exists. We're actually going to propose adding some additional landscaping. The front yard setbacks are also going to be marginally more compliant. Mr. Halliday, in connection with the Goodbinders, sanded this project down a number of times. This is what we've come up with, which I think visually is going to be beautiful. Again, it's a straight renovation. The property has not had any significant renovation in probably 20-some years. As I said, it's built in 1937. Functionally, it could use some help. But the bottom line is the bones and the structure of the property are sound enough where we could make this renovation that's going to be, it's going to be very, very nice. It's going to use modern materials. And how we got to this point, obviously, the windows and the roof got old. So what the Goodbinders did, with the assistance of Mr. Halliday, our architect, said, since we're going to go in and we're going to put new windows and roofs and some other changes, why not go in and make it really, really nice? So what we've done here, hopefully the board makes this determination as well, is aesthetically, it's going to be beautiful, it's going to be consistent with what is happening in Avalon Avenue, and also, I would submit to the board, it's not going to result in a total tear-down, which would, let's be frank, can be disruptive. So hopefully the board makes a finding that this is an appropriate application, that it's going to improve the community, and it will give the Good Binders a little more enjoyment with their property. And again, I don't see any harm to any property one way or the other. I think it's a beautiful application. Hopefully the board makes the same determination. At this point in time, I would like to call our architect, Mr. Halliday, if the board would be so permitted.
We'd like to have Mr. Halliday sworn in, and any witnesses that would also be speaking.
Okay.
I'd like to, before we do that, we have a new board member present now. Could that be noted?
Yeah, and no testimony started, so you can, Joe, you're fine to participate. Mr. Halliday, I'll get you sworn in. Just give us your name and business address, please.
Sure. Christopher Halliday, Halliday Architects, 728 West Avenue, Ocean City.
And please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
It will be, yes.
You've presented testimony before this board in the past, so you're obviously, your credentials are approved.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to get Rogers, Mr. McCarron, sworn in real quick. And Mr. McCarron, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give throughout this evening will be the truth.
I do.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much. As Mr. Swift said, the Good Binders approached me to assist with the renovation of their existing home. They wanted to improve the home's presence on the street, enhance the functionality of their exterior living space, and create additional living space for their family. Currently on site, there's a den that projects out on the beach side of the front elevation. When studying the house with the Good Binders, we felt that that pushed the entry to the house towards the bay, which walked directly into the living room. So we felt that removing that den, that living space, and moving the entry to the beach side, and then adding a screened porch to the bay side was the best approach.
Currently there is a den here, and the entry is here. So we kind of flipped that. In doing so, we moved the porch back about 4 inches from an existing nonconforming that's there now, in order to allow to align everything in the front. We studied exterior improvements. We felt that the shingle style with the gambrel roof line, and then the shed dormers, which are basically, we tried to hide them in the back so that there wasn't a large kind of cross gable or dormer from the ridge. So essentially trying to make it look smaller from the outside. We did maintain the overall height about 4.5 feet to the main ridge here, less than what is permissible. We have a small cupola, which is below the maximum height to allow for light up in that attic space. We removed about 8% of the hardscape from the loft. The Good Binders, and talked to the neighbors beforehand, enjoyed their landscape, and they were adding some garden space. Apparently he's out there Saturday mornings with an electric blower sometimes to wake me up and say hi. So they'll continue to improve that landscape, and overall, we wanted to stick with like a shingle style instead, and felt like a wraparound porch rather than it being cut in half at that den, added to the exterior presence, and just functionality so the Good Binders can sit together as a family rather than having two separate decks that are what they have now on one wraparound den that is on the beach side. Another, I didn't know if you looked at the aerial map on the photo sheet from the neighbor 109. All the way back to the bay, every house is basically at this setback. They're all built kind of in this pre-World War II era. And it was obviously all before the New World. So they're all right about where we are now. So we're not further towards the street than the neighbors. And we did want to open up that front facade so that they're not looking at the side of the den. It is more of a breezeway and grass space.
Can I ask Mr. Halliday a couple questions?
Sure.
Mr. Halliday, obviously this is a 1937, house built in 1937, right?
Correct.
And when you came up with this plan, which is before the board, did you use modern-day, let's say, architectural standards?
Yes, everything's kind of, we're abandoning what was a previous basement to go for storage, to preserve, make sure that the first floor is above floodplain, which it is. And in doing so, you lose a little bit of living space and bedroom space. So taking that area out of the flood and adding some space to the attic, we felt like was an appropriate move towards the bigger storms that we've been having. We're thinking about using James Hardy exterior siding and shingle panel today. The PEC roofs kind of allow for exterior deck space to provide some privacy on the street. And then this was the main reason why they wanted to do that foundation on the ground floor, to just have a presence on the street, be able to sit on the porch and say hi to neighbors.
Could you go over the variances?
Yes.
Specifically. The aesthetics look very nice.
Thanks. So we have existing non-conformities for the front yard setback. And those existing non-conforming setback, it is 12 feet required to the dwelling, and we have 4.1 feet currently. We are pushing that back by removing that den and allowing additional space to that front yard setback. And we're currently 4.1 feet to the den porch. We're moving that porch back to 4.5 feet from that property line, taking it back about 4 inches from the property line. This kind of pre-season area, they're thinking about using it more of like, they come down in the spring, come down in the fall, and then they want it open in the summer to get that breeze. So that area being removed takes the kind of habitable space back to 14.5. Which would be in compliance, but is a three-season room. So if the front of the house is back here, which has a sliding door accessing this three-season room, then we are compliant with that front yard setback to the dwelling, but the porch requires a front yard setback. There are the third floor attic deck variance is a variance that we're asking for. We felt that we'll have the functionality of having that deck and otherwise, it would probably be just a low slope pitch roof. So we didn't feel like aesthetically it was a detriment to the overall design.
That works better in the beach block, right?
Correct. And they are on the beach block, to take advantage of that. They have a great breeze and rain out of the blocks. There's a solarium on the second floor of the house directly next to that. So they don't have to be currently. So they're excited about having just that the folks on the beach, just and that's any time we've got here. And then this requirement in his report identified the different dormer variances. We are asking for dormer variances in the attic. We felt that, again, rather than doing cross gables and having a larger roof projection that comes out on either side, having a shed dormer that's more integrated into the roof. It does require a variance, but we felt like it was less substantial than bringing that dormer out to the edge of the house. And I believe that covers the variances.
There's also the issue of the third floor deck being beyond the building envelope.
Correct. And that goes back to, they did want to cover this porch just for weather protection. And some protection. So rather than having a low slope porch back, we weld in a deck into that roof rather than it just have being a roof essentially.
A couple questions from Mr. Halliday.
Do board members have any questions so far? At this point, no, I'll ask Roger to read his report.
I think Jim has some more.
Good. Just a couple questions very briefly.
Oh, sure.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Halliday, you are familiar with the similarly situated properties in this neighborhood.
Correct. On this side of the street, especially on both sides of the street, it is closer to the street than what is permitted by the ordinance now. On the peak, closer to the beach at 109 and forward, there are slightly more modern homes and they are further from the beach, but this home's neighbor on the beach side, all the way back to Atlantic Avenue, they're all kind of right in the line of this house.
Would you say this proposed rendition that you're asking the board to approve is consistent with the other homes in this property, other similarly situated properties?
I think aerial map-wise, yes. I think some of these homes, I think the Goodfinder's doing a great job as far as looking at kind of the historic Ventnor homes here and trying to pay homage to them, to design something that will fit in now and will also fit in 50 years. That's the goal. So they were looking at some of the historic shingle-style kind of colonial structures that are in Ventnor and try to improve their existing home to be as close to those standards as possible.
And you're familiar with the zoning ordinances of the city of Ventnor, is that true?
Yes.
And you're also familiar with the Municipal Land Use Act, is that true?
Yes.
Would you submit your professional opinion that this application before the board, upgrading a significantly older 1937 house, furthers the purposes, the intent, and the spirit of the Municipal Land Use Act as well as the zoning ordinances of Ventnor?
I believe so. It preserves an existing structure, what would be a historic structure being 90 years old. It increases some of the impervious cover, or some of the covered, it reduces the impervious coverage, allows for additional infiltration, and in many ordinances of the Nova Coast, outdoor living space is considered a benefit to have community engagement, sit on a front porch and say hi to neighbors.
And pursuant to the statute, which is 40:55(d)(7)(c)(2), would you submit that the benefits of this application outweigh any detriments?
I believe so. They're not maxing out the height. They're looking at how to improve this house for their family. It's not about the value of the structure or anything like that. This is, they thought carefully, and we spent about 6 months together looking at how this house functions for their family, and how can we preserve the existing structure, improve upon it, and allow them to live in it and allow their family to grow, which is their goal.
Mr. Chairman, board members, I don't have any further questions.
Okay. Then I'll ask Roger to read your report.
Sure. Just a brief comment on the structure. I mean, he took like a house that was modernized, make it look like a 1970s style house, and now it looks like a typical old short house. I think it's fantastic. So my report is based on the application of Todd and Jennifer Goodbinder, 107 South Avalon Avenue, Lot 29, Lot 5, seeking C variances, located in R3 City Valley Zoning District. In terms of review, on bottom of page 1, continue on page 2, along with plans. The applicant is provided with a description. Zoning chart is on bottom of page 2, continue on page 3. Again, with the dormer ordinance, with the vibe of variances required, to me, is not as great as the product you're getting. I think the application demonstrates that these ordinances don't really apply to every single standard. So I'll go over the ordinance for the variances requested real quick. Front yard setback for the principal structure, whereas 12 feet is the minimum permitted. Building setback, 4.1 feet exists and 4.5 feet is proposed. Again, that's to the three-season room, even if it's walled, so we're considering that principal structure. But again, it was there before on the other side, so it's not really much of a change at all. Front yard deck and encroachment first floor, where 7 feet is a minimum permitted deck setback, otherwise a 5-foot encroachment. 4.1 feet exists and 4.4 feet is proposed. Front yard deck encroachment to the second floor and the third floor, same variances. And actually, the front yard deck encroachment for the third floor goes hand in hand with the last third floor deck by definition. It's supposed to be within the building envelope. Again, I just want to refresh the board's memory that we are looking on revising that, because every third floor deck that comes here is basically almost a variance. So the dormer variances, number 5, the dormer length total west side. The ordinance says that 30% of the total length of the house can be a dormer. And on the one side, you're at 67.7%, and the right side, you're at 57%. But again, if you look at the plans, they're not in-your-face dormers. They're kind of set back. And you see from the front elevation, you can hardly see that there's a dormer on either side. So the architect has done a very good job at hiding those issues, and his testimony is provided. Doing the width, maximum left side, whereas 10 foot, we want, when your words is written, those 10 foot segments of dormers. Here you are at a 26.33 feet with 10 feet allowed, and on the right side, you're 22.17 feet. And I think it would be a shame to break those dormers up to comply, as shown in the architecture renderings in your applications. And the dormer offset from the roof edge left here, where the dormer can't start until you're 5 feet in from the rear face of the wall, and they're at like 1.4 feet as proposed. And again, a lot of these dormers, they couldn't be broken up because of the stair location. In regard to the stair location on the second floor, in order to get up to the third floor, you needed a dormer to make that work. Third floor deck, again, we discussed that, where third floor decks are required to be within the building envelope. In this case, it's not, and that's based on the definitions. I really don't have any comments. Again, they are reducing the impervious coverage, which is always a plus on the beach block, where you have very good soils and drainage. Again, if there's a grass governor strip, it looks like it's pavers now. Does the board want grass in there instead of pavers? I'd recommend that.
Yes, pavers.
There was pavers now, right?
Pavers now.
And the cupola adds a nice touch to it, and it is below the required maximum height required. And again, I have really no further comments at this point.
And just add that there is going to be concrete removed to the back and on the side, which also adds to the removing impervious area, which is very good. Do the board members have any questions of our engineer, or yes?
I just had one actually for Mr. Holliday. I just wanted to make sure I heard correctly. The house as it currently is not flood compliant, but after the renovation, it will be flood compliant.
Correct. The first floor is at the appropriate height.
Right. Okay. Correct. So I think that's good for the homeowner and for the city. And then I guess also just to echo Roger's suggestion, does the landscaping include opening up the governor strip? Certainly something we're encouraging everybody to do to get more coverage.
We would defer to the board for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
I do. I want to get clarification on the ground floor, Chris. It's like a shallow basement now?
Correct.
Are you going to fill it in so it's like 1 foot, within 1 foot the exterior grade?
It is like one of the old original basements, so I was hoping to deed restrict it. And I know we had a house on Pittsburgh Avenue and a house on Washington Avenue that had a similar situation.
Right.
But I defer to the engineer comments. We can figure out how to.
I think the floodplain manager is probably going to request that you fill that in, because no matter what you do, it's considered a basement.
Okay.
For flood standards, because you're below 1 foot.
Right.
Of the exterior grade.
Of the exterior grade.
So I just want to put that in your head.
Within, okay. Got it.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do we say we'll fill in the basement in accordance with the directives of the floodplain manager? Is that?
Yeah, that's not really the board's purview. But if the 50% of substantial improvement stuff comes up,
We would certainly comply with the local flood ordinance. Yes.
And he might make you.
Yep.
You press that and tell him. But from the planning board's perspective, and the variances aren't based on that, I think they're just demonstrating that they're getting rid of that lower space and putting it up on the third floor. It doesn't exist today, so.
Correct. For clarity, would the board prefer that the governor strip be landscaped?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Understood.
I think on the beach block, we don't want the street trees, correct?
Correct.
So no street.
That would be nice, but that's not a requirement.
Understood.
If there are no other comments or questions, I'm going to open it up to the public. If anyone would like to speak on this application. Yes, ma'am,
neighbors.
Please come on up.
Dr. and Mrs. Summers are here, who are neighbors at 128
South. All right. Mrs. Summers, just state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear you in.
Carol Summers, 108 South Avalon Avenue, Ventnor.
Dr. Summers, I'll do the same with you. I'll swear to both of you in.
Robert Summers, 108 South Avalon Avenue, Ventnor.
Okay, and if you could each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give tonight will be the truth.
Yes.
go ahead, thank you.
Well, as neighbors of the Bookbinders for a number of years, this is a delight for us to look at every day now, will be, not that their home is not now, but it certainly will enhance the block. It's a beautiful home, and we certainly are looking forward to it and approve it. Most importantly, we like them a lot, so.
Good to hear.
So we're very, very, very happy about this, as I know the other neighbors are as well.
Thank you. Would you also like to make comments?
I'd just like to add that the Bookbinders are very conscientious and fastidious about keeping their property absolutely in as good condition as possible. It's going to be a joke, but there's not a leaf on the sidewalk because Todd Goodbinder cleans up everyone every day.
And they have a front, nice, yeah, flower area. It's very nice.
It's going to be very nice. And may I say, I'm very impressed with the diligence that this is the way this is conducted. I've never been to one of these hearings, and as a resident of Fenton, I appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the comment.
Thank you for hearing us.
Is anyone else wish to make a comment? Seeing no one else coming forward, we'll close the public portion and turn it over to the attorney.
Thank you very much for hearing us. I think we put everything in front of the board on the record. We respect the requesting that the board make a finding that this is an appropriate application. Obviously, give us your approval, allow the Goodbinder family to basically use their property a little more functionally than they had in the past. We would submit to the board, it's a nice project. Hopefully you agree with it. Thank you for your time and attention, and as Mrs. Summers said, the diligence that you put into these applications. Thank you.
Roger, would you formulate a resolution in the positive for us?
I'm
the
affirmative.
Oh, yes. I'm on it. So to C variance application, I'll summarize the variances and the conditions, and then we'll need a motion, second, and a roll call vote. So the variances are with the front yard setback to the house of 4.5 feet where 12 feet is required, then to the front yard setback to the first floor deck of 4.4 feet where 7 feet is required. Same with the second floor deck, 4.4 feet where 7 feet is required, and same for the third floor deck, 4.4 feet where 7 feet is required. Then the dormer length on the left side, 30% of the house is permitted. They're 67.7%. On the right side of the house, same variance, but they're 57%. The dormer width on the left side, 10 feet is the requirement, or the permitted maximum, and they're 26.33 feet. And then on the right side for the width, they're 22.17 feet. And finally, the dormer offset in the left rear, 5 feet required, and they're approximately 1.4 feet. And finally, the third floor deck is outside the building envelope, where the requirement is for it to be inside the building envelope. In terms of conditions, I'll note that the paver governor strip will become a grass governor strip, a landscaping strip, no street trees are required, and then the standard conditions subject to anything else to Mr. McCarnan's report, unless otherwise addressed, subject to any outside approvals that may be required, subject to any representations made during the course of the hearing, just the standard ones.
Someone make a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Can we have a roll call vote? Please state your reasons.
Joe Iannuzzelli.
I think it's a great time to see the neighborhood. I see no reason why shouldn't move forward.
Thank you.
Roman Zabihach.
I also vote favorably for the application. This is going to be quite a nice addition to the street. The variances are such that they really don't go against the ordinances of the city, but basically help enhance the look, and that is a positive for the city. So, yes.
Thank you.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. When we look at the before and the way it's going to be transformed, it's amazing. I really like the design of the construction. well thought out, and really fits into the neighborhood well, like you said, for the next 50 years. It's perfect.
Mike Reason.
Thank you.
I also vote in favor. If a picture says 1,000 words, that picture is a beautiful building, and it's, did a great job. Thank you to the Summers for complimenting the board. I know it takes a lot for you to come and say what you have to say, but you said it with passion for them, and it's great to see neighbors love neighbors. Vote in favor.
Thank you.
Peter Taco.
I also vote in favor of the application. I believe that the variances, although there are quite a few, are warranted, mostly expansion of existing non-conforming, and the way the design has been presented, the dormer variances are, you can't even see that the dormers are there. So I think it's a great application, and looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. I think anytime you take an existing house and you're constrained by, you know, how that house was built many, many years ago, so it's hard to do it without getting any variances. It's going to become a flood compliant house, and it's obviously quite attractive. So I think this is a good thing for the city.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Kirk Gaskell.
I also vote yes. It's a great addition to the neighborhood, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Wendy Barker.
I also vote in favor of the application. I really appreciate the artist's rendering. It really, really helps us making our decisions. I appreciate that you're reducing the coverage, you're not maxing out the height, and I think the third floor deck really makes it more aesthetically pleasing. So the dormers, the variance is really new. So.
Thank you.
Great project.
Congratulations. The application is approved.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the changes that are going to happen to the street.
Thanks for your time and attention. Thank you.
We don't get that many.
Not outside space, but we really.
Okay, the next application is for Matthew Lacavera and Danielle Malamute. Welcome. Have the record noted that Mike Wiesen has forgot the word.
Recused
myself. Thank you. What's that?
Yeah, okay. Mr. Lacavera and Ms. Malamute, just give us your name and address for the record, although we know and how swear you both in.
Matthew Lacavera, 601 North Cambridge Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey.
Danielle Malamute, 601 North Cambridge Avenue, Ventnor City, New Jersey.
Okay, and if you need to just raise your right hand, you swear from the testimony you'll give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Board Member. My name is Chris Nielsen. I represent Matthew and Danielle with respect to their house at 601 North Cambridge Avenue. It's block 1, block 315 from Ventnor Heights. It's a corner property. They would like to expand by adding an addition at the, I guess, from the third floor, second floor? The addition? Second floor addition to the right side of the house. Now, we're here because we're working off the existing footprint. On the right side of the house,
corner property, right side of the house has a setback of 3.7 feet. The addition's going to go up in that void that is going to play. Bottom part here, it's going to go up in this area, straight up, 3.7 feet. The width of the house now. That encroachment is about 25 feet wide, the width of the house, the lot is 60 feet wide. So when you say you're going to have the encroachment, it is only for less than half of the lot. Being corner property, that setback requirement is, it's a rear yard setback, we have a rear and side. So that rear yard setback is 3.7 where 15 is required. And there's also a small balcony, a two-and-a-half balcony off the master, which, only is it a side yard, it complies with side yard, but because it's almost at the corner of the house, if you need a rear yard setback, because it's only 5 feet from the rear yard line, it's only the end of that. And you can see that at best. On. Yeah, that's the site plan. There, see, it says new second floor balcony above.
GA3.
GA3. It's actually, it's in side yard, and it's north of the side yard. That's the rear yard, so because it comes in here, because it comes in right there, stops. You need a variance from that setback. But it's actually behind the house, so it's got to be set back to the house. So we're working on the existing footprint, that generates a variance. Gives these guys a little bit more room, raise your family, stay in the year-round residence. They plan to stay in there, raise your family, have kids, have room for them, have room for themselves, and stay in that right. You see that that neighborhood, that area, is all kind of 1950s split levels or more traditional homes. This will, could be a catalyst to start to working with these homes, making them appear pretty more traditional. It almost gives it a set of all colonial type look, with columns, and then an element on each side. So it gives it a more traditional, more established architectural look. The other variance that we have to ask for is the front porch, because the elevation to the first floor of the house is already raised and sandy. Unfortunately, it's about 4 inches from where it should be. But we'll work with the flood hazard coordinator for that. Am I right, Robert? About 4 inches short?
No, I looked at that. That is not, the front yard porch is not a variance.
Not here for the porch?
No. I call that, I think that's a landing, just to get.
Right, so the porch, the steps are okay?
The porch is too high.
Okay, steps are okay? Let me have Matt testify. We're trying to keep this within budget, to be perfectly honest. So our architect's not, Matt's architect's not here. Matt's going to help us out there with some testimony?
Yeah.
And you and Danielle, you guys married?
No.
We do have a child, though.
You have a child together?
Yes.
We get married October 10th.
How long have you been in the house?
4 months or so.
And your intention is what? Let me ask a question. Why don't you give the board a little bit of the background and what you guys hope we're going for?
So I've grown up in Ventnor for 95% of my life, the 5% being the college that I went to in South Carolina. And you can take it from a young family right here, 30, 29, and with a small child, it's not the easiest decision to make on where you want to grow up, especially with the home prices and things going on of that nature, if you want to stick around in Atlantic County. And both of our heart lies in Ventnor. So we chose to do this house, and with these approvals, we'll.
You want to grow up in Linwood, right?
Yeah, she grew up in Linwood. With these approvals, it will really give us the flexibility to stay here. With me growing up here as a rugrat, I have drank in from every facet of this town on every square inch. And what I mean by that is, now that I have a child, I'm excited to pour back into this community by being Little League coach, Hutch basketball, and pour into the community what I've taken so much from. So it's a requirement. Yeah. So there's not really too much to say.
We talked about what you thought in terms of
We'll take promoting the general welfare, that's a legal term from the land use act, but renovating this house and adding to an existing house in order to stay here, to maintain the house and stay in it and grow your family there, you've kind of talked about it possibly as a catalyst for other families, if this type of relief is granted.
Yeah.
For other families to encourage them to do the same thing and stay.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, people are making this tough decision when they're 30 years old on where to grow up. They want more room, they need more bedrooms, they need more space. So they're headed out to Northfield, Linwood, Galloway, et cetera, EHT. You know, in Ventnor Heights, no one our age is going to be able to afford to knock down a home and rebuild it. We purchased a split-level home, just your normal split-level home. It is already raised, and this addition allows us, within our budget, to have the home that we need. And I think that more people can possibly follow suit with it because, you know, this is an affordable option for people to stick around in the community with a more larger family-oriented space.
That's an addition. Make house makers say, kids stay here, family here, kids at school, etc.
Absolutely, yeah. I want to stay here for the next 20.
You make your neighbors aware of what you're doing? And they're all going to be planning to go to them?
No, one neighbor I actually went to Holy Spirit with, and he was very happy that I'm here. I'm staying.
And we talked about the rest of the property, actually, both setbacks, the north-south front yard setback required to be 20 feet, that complies with 20 feet 6 inches. The east-west setback in the corner required 15 feet, that complies with about 18 feet. So you've got this nice big front yards, so it's a natural place for the addition in that corner. Fits well there. It does violate the setback to the side yard, but as you said, those neighbors are okay with it. You've got nice separation between the houses anyway. There's only two houses on that frontage, on that cross street front. So there's plenty of room for airflow between the houses. I think we talked about general welfare in the back, and with the neighbors not having any concerns, as he has said, I think we've touched upon the land use aspects of it, and we'll leave the rest of the questions to the board.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to have a young couple that's going to be a year-round resident in Ventnor. We welcome them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any board members have questions?
Yeah, I do. All of the new spaces are going to be above flood elevation. So the existing spaces are a little underneath. That house was raised, though, wasn't it?
It was.
I was in that house a couple years ago. But everything new is going to be above flood.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We're keeping the same foundation and just, like, we're not going out even a foot. No, we're just keeping it and just going up.
The existing non-conforming had 3.7 feet.
Yeah.
Killing it.
And it's still 31 high, not 35. It's 59.
Yeah.
How many bedrooms?
How many bedrooms is it currently?
Yeah.
It's technically four.
One's an office.
One's kind of like a small room. I don't know if I would consider it a bedroom, but on paper, I guess it is.
Seeing no other questions, I'm going to ask Roger to read his report.
I'll be very brief on this. Actually, Matt and I have had several discussions over the last few months about this project. And I said, look, you have an existing house. It's kind of shoved off to one side. It'd be hard to do this without a variance, so that's why they're here. And again, I think what they're asking for is nothing out of the ordinary, nothing particular or peculiar. We even looked at in Margate, or actually Ventnor, we had the option of there's a side yard, a rear yard on corner properties with two front yards. Even if you flipped the rear yard and the side yard, this would still be variances no matter how you look at it. So in my report, this is somewhat of a hardship variance because you're bound by two front yard setbacks. one being 20 feet, one being 15 feet, to kind of push back pretty far. And again, they could have done this variance free by adding a third floor, but I think a third floor at this location would not be suitable for them to, other than expand the second floor as they're proposing. So there's two variances. One is a building setback for a rear yard, or 15 feet required, 3.7 feet is proposed, and 3.7 feet exists, and 3.7 feet is proposed. Again, for the deck, 6 foot is required, and then 5 foot is proposed. So the both variances, one's an expansion of the nonconformity, the other one is not. And again, the only request that I would have, and I think the board can weigh on this, is to install four street trees, 2-inch frontage. Other than that, I think the landscaping that they show on sheet A6, I think it was, is adequate. That's pretty much the only comments I have.
Thank you. Board members have any questions or comments on Roger's report? I'll open it up to the public. Anyone in the public wishes to speak? Okay, seeing no one, I'll close the public portion of the meeting. Any additional comments? You've read Roger's report, you're fine with it. I do have one comment. I have to say, the addendum to the application that was provided is excellent. I don't know who wrote it, but whoever did, kudos. This is by far the best one I've had, that I've read in a long, long time. This explains everything that you want to do. So I appreciate that. Any further questions, comments from board members? I think the idea of the two trees on each street is an excellent idea. The area does need more trees. At this point, Roger?
Leo.
I mean, Roger. There I go again. Leo, could you please do a resolution?
Chris, you're okay with the two trees per frontage?
Yes.
See, people read these addendums. Did you know? But it's a C variance application, two C variances, the rear yard setback of line 3.7 feet where 15 is required, and then the rear yard setback to the deck of 5 feet where 6 is the requirement. The only condition will be the two street trees per frontage, and then the standard conditions that we put in every resolution. So we'll just need a motion, a second, and a roll call.
Your motion?
Motion.
Second.
Can we have a roll call vote? Please state your reasons.
Joe Iannelli.
Who?
It's an interesting topic because it was already raised, and I don't know how many of those have come before the board in the past, but it's flood compliant. What you're going to do is going to make the neighborhood nicer. I commend you. I read the addendum as well, and I approve. Good luck.
I also approve. The variances are de minimis and warranted. This is going to be a fabulous addition to the house. It's going to improve the neighborhood. Thank you.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. It's nice to see people that were raised here come and be passionate about and want to live in the community. It's a great community, and I think everything that you're doing is
that's good.
You know, the guidelines of where it fits there, and there's no dissension of any kind. And good luck.
Thank you.
Peter Taka.
I'll also vote in favor of the application. I believe that the variances are warranted under the circumstances. It's an existing nonconformity, and it's just to raise the house straight up from there. I love the design, and I wish you good luck with it.
Thank you. Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. Again, you're expanding an existing house, which is a challenge, and then it has two frontages as well as a corner property. I don't know how you could do it without variances. So I think they're warranted, and it will improve the property. So.
Eric Gaskell?
I vote yes also. It's a great application.
I like what they did, but I remember when that house was built. I was a little boy, and we used to fish down the street, and the late Tom Berg, who was the police chief, was the one who built that house.
I'm talking about a little bit of a story.
Wendy Bartlett.
I also vote in favor for all the reasons that have already been stated. It's a great, great project. Good luck with it.
Congratulations, the application is approved.
Thank you very much.
Mike, please come back.
Congratulations.
If there's no new business, can we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Make a motion.
Second, for a second. Any second? All right.
All right.
Meeting's over.
All right.
Two seconds. You jumped.
Peter, say you brought water, which you always did.
Record time.